This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
The former Soviet Republic of Belarus is in dire straits, with its currency in what looks like free fall, and a population tormented by empty shops and soaring prices. The government is pinning its hope on its application for a multi-billion dollar credit from the IMF. But people are angry with the president, Alexander Lukashenko, and he needs the loan to help ensure his political survival. Gert Groot Korkamp reports.
The scenes are reminiscent of Soviet times. For hours on end, mostly elderly people queue up in largely empty Belarusian shops, hoping to be in time to buy at least some of the available meat for the dinner table. They're fooling us, says an old man in the queue, secretly filmed with a mobile phone. The Prime Minister and the Mayor say there is meat in the shops, but there's nothing. He could go to the market instead, but the prices are much too high there for the average pensioner. Besides, many local products never end up in the local stores. They find their way over the border to be sold in neighbouring Russia. Prices of meat and other goods have been on the rise for months now in Belarus. The Belarusian ruble has lost more than half of its value, and foreign currency is hard to come by. Imported products like drugs are scarce and hardly affordable, and this may result in serious health hazards, for example for diabetes patients. Discontent with President Alexander Lukashenko's rule is on the rise. He's been in power for 17 years, relying on cheap Russian energy to postpone badly needed economic reform. Now Russia wants real money for its oil and gas deliveries, and Lukashenko is struggling to keep popular anger at bay. Rising prices, he says, are not so bad. All this money from the price hikes will eventually remain with the people, with the companies. The higher the price of milk or meat, the more money the farmer will get. But we must also see the other side of this. Even though we produce a lot of milk and meat and other products, can the population today feed itself? Do the people have enough money? To most Belarusians, this is a rhetorical question. With the winter quickly approaching, people fear that things may even get worse and that the government may freeze Belarusians' assets. Lukashenko blames his enemies inside and outside Belarus for spreading such rumors. The people's savings, he insists, will not be frozen. There's no need for that, and there are no such plans. But they're forcing this idea upon us just to sow unrest among the population. I want the population to understand that we will not take such measures. While the opposition is getting ready for fresh protests in autumn, Lukashenko hopes that the International Monetary Fund will drop him a lifeline and grant Belarus a stabilization credit of up to $8 billion. On Monday, the fund's board of directors was scheduled to discuss the results of a recent monitoring mission to Belarus. Whatever the outcome, in an apparent attempt to show the West its benevolence, the Belarusian leadership has halted criminal proceedings against a prominent opposition activist who earlier fled the country. The activist, Natalia Radina, accuses Lukashenko of trading political prisoners for a more benign attitude by the West and calls upon the West not to let itself be fooled, since dozens of political prisoners remain behind bars. Gerhard Kurkamp, Deutsche Welle Radio, Moscow.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.